Well, my goodness, it's the very first Kevin and Casey podcast of 2020.
Yay!
I
can't believe 2020 is here. Already.
I know.
I keep writing 2019. I hate that. It's really hard to turn a one to a two. I'm just saying.
Well, and you know what they say now with this new year? You're supposed to fill out, you're not
the
supposed
full
to say,
year.
Yeah,
yes.
Because somebody could scam you by putting something different after the 20.
God, yeah, you do 2013, 20.
I know.
Yeah, no,
she said she was going to pay me in 2014. Really?
So sneaky.
I'm telling you. So, well, we're so glad to have you along here. Hey, here's a good way to start off the new year. Say hi, would you?
Yeah.
Just let us know you're listening. You can email us, the Kevin and Casey podcast. It's Kevin and Casey, letter K, letter C, Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail if you'd like, 856-318-9873. By the way, Casey, heard from your mom.
Uh-oh.
Your mom Facebook messaged me over...
I should never have taught her Facebook. I am really regretting that
over
one.
Over the Christmas break.
There's no telling.
We had been talking about the cookies left for Santa.
Oh, yeah, our holiday special.
Remember
Santa
how
Santa ate all my cookies.
You had said that Santa ate all the cookies, right?
Okay. That's right.
Well, she says, yeah, we always left a few chocolate chip cookies for Santa before the kids and their dad left to see the houses decked out in their Christmas lights glory. However, that year, I guess the one you're talking about, Casey, she says, was either 3 or 4. After I got the presents all set out while they were gone, I noticed we, in quotes, had forgotten to leave cookies for Santa.
Okay.
Oops. When I went to get one out of the cookie tin, I found they'd all been eaten. There were no cookies left. Just some cookie crumbs, which I poured onto Santa's cookie plate. I did not, I repeat, not eat the last cookie as my dear daughter espoused to on the podcast.
You know what?
I like your mom more and more.
It's probably true. I'll take it. We probably did eat them all, I'm sure.
My gosh. But
my perception as a 3 or 4 year old was Santa ate all the cookies, and I was pretty disturbed for, I think, a few years, honestly.
Your mom goes on to say, I just want to clarify that falsehood my dear daughter shared with everybody who listens. Neither Santa nor I ate the last cookie, and to this day, I have no idea who did.
I'll just blame it on my brothers. I did that my entire childhood. We'll just continue to do that.
It's good to have siblings.
It's all right. It's all the brothers.
They are good for something. Hey, have you been following this whole Megxit thing, as they call it?
Not really.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry leaving.
Yes. They're leaving royalty.
As senior members, anyway. Yeah.
You know, I don't blame them. I really don't. I mean,
really?
Yeah,
that's an interesting take.
Well, I guess I can't imagine that type of fame and, you know, the paparazzi and all of that. Not that they're not going to continue to follow them. I mean, but still.
Except they're going to be on this side of the pond now, so it's going to make it a little easier.
If they're wanting a little more of a normal, don't quote
what
me,
you
normal,
call normal.
But yeah. Versus the royalty. I mean, I think everybody should have a right to their future and their career path and all of that. If he has no interest in the royalty, you know, why not?
We'll see. All right, here's my twisted take on it. And again, it's completely uninformed.
As most of what
I talk about. Okay, I'm always talking through my hat. But here you go. Meghan Markle, and anybody that knows me knows I'm not a Meghan Markle fan.
Okay.
But that being said, I think that she was never interested in being a royal, but she always wanted to be famous.
Okay.
And Harry, who's always been very close with the royal family, his brother and his grandparents, and of course, obviously, Diana, you know, when she was. And I think he has been, I hate to use this word, but I think he has been bewitched by Meghan Markle. I think she has somehow exploited, because you know how it is, happy wife, happy life?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
I think she has exploited that. I know there are people who've taken me to task on Facebook for this. What is she, a witch? Doesn't he have a will of his own? Well, I'm just telling you, I think it's a truth about the difference between the sexes. That men, for the most part, I mean, there are exceptions, obviously, but will do almost anything to keep their wives and their women happy.
I disagree.
Oh, no, I want you to. If you do, let me know.
I'm teasing. I don't think she's able to convince him 100% mm-hmm. by her direction. I mean, there's got to be some part of him deep down mm-hmm. that has that interest in stepping away. I don't think she'd be able to convince him 100% of, okay, let's step down. I mean, there has to be some interest on his end.
Do you
do such a bold move?
Do you think this would have happened if Harry had instead married, say, a blue blood Brit? Like Catherine,
sure,
like Kate, you know.
Sure. You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe Harry's realizing, well, okay, grandma's not going anywhere anytime soon.
She's 93 years old, man.
Right.
I think
then
she's immortal.
My brother, so really, what's the reality of this point?
You know? Oh, he's never going to be killed. I mean,
exactly.
He's sixth in line.
Right. So what's the point? Why is not go ahead and live a different life?
Is he still sixth in line?
I don't know.
I mean, do you lose your place in line if you say, I don't want to be with the royals?
I would think you would. I mean, I think you're stripping all... rights to it because he's losing. He doesn't get the money if he steps away. So
that's true. What was the movie with John Goodman? King Ralph. Remember, he was like the last one left, and it's like, where are you going to be king?
I very vaguely remember that movie.
Eventually, some guy in Eldon is going to be named as
best of luck,
the new king of England. I've said this before this whole thing even happened. I said, this is the problem when you mix British royalty with Americans, and especially Hollywood.
Yeah.
They're two different worlds.
Well, Hollywood has a lot of power there, too. It does.
Yeah, it does. So,
well,
but
hopefully he's happy. That's all I really care about.
I hope he is, too.
Move forward with whatever you're wanting to do and be happy.
I have my doubts there, too.
They may not stick around. I mean, hey, maybe they'll step away and he'll realize, no, this isn't what I want. And I don't know. Then that's the next question. Can you get back on board? You know,
I want to go live back with Grandma Mum. I don't know.
Well, best of luck to them, whatever they do.
Hey, if you disagree with me, let me know. Will you shoot me an email? Oh, now I'm probably going to get an email.
There you go.
Hey,
there's
you idiot. You have no idea what you're talking about. That could be.
I haven't followed it enough. I mean, I don't know them. I don't even know who she is, really.
Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
She was in on a TV show, Suits.
Okay.
Which I've never seen, but
yeah,
you know, that's all I know about it.
Yeah,
and she was
she's
in,
an actress.
She was in a couple of movies too.
Okay.
Which I, again, off the top of my head, I don't know. So that's what she's famous for.
You know,
marrying.
Hey, he took that risk, jumping on board with, or jumping in bed, whatever, with the Hollywood.
Jumping in bed. as it were. Now they got baby Archie and everything.
That's right.
You know?
Well,
so that's the other thing now. They are bound together forever.
That's true.
Because they got the baby.
And then it makes me wonder too with the baby. So if he strips away his royalty title, does he take it away from the child, or do they, you know, I don't know.
Can
there's
you
a lot of
see
questions.
When baby Archie gets to a certain age, he's going to be like,
What did you do?
Right. I could have been king.
That's right.
I mean, not likely, but, down the line, who knows?
You know?
I have my royal cousin.
Gosh, if I found out my parents stripped away my royalty ties, whew.
Forget it. We were talking about concerts last time,
yeah,
or time before, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
Going to be at the Doobie Brothers. Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary tour.
That's exciting.
August 15th, they're going to be in Kansas City at the Starlight Theater.
Excellent.
Which I've never been to.
I've never been there either.
It's an open-air amphitheater.
Okay.
And I'm so excited about this because Michael McDonald is touring with them.
Okay.
Who for the longest time was the voice of the Doobies. The Doobies had a bunch of hits without him, but then he had a very distinctive sound with the Doobies.
Gotcha.
And so anyway,
he knows a few. Okay.
He's touring with you would know.
Okay.
So August 15th, so we got our tickets. So here's the thing though. Man, they're so expensive.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
I learned that with the Bob Seger concert last year. But it was, you know what? But it was on my bucket list, and that's all that counts.
What did you end up, if I may ask, what did you end up paying for Bob Seger tickets?
I know, it was like $120, I think.
Oh, I think you probably got a pretty decent deal.
And actually, but that was like, what do they call it? The nosebleed.
Right.
Mezzanine, I think that was.
Mezzanine.
Yeah. But you know what? It was perfect. I was center stage mezzanine, so we were close to the restroom, close to the bar.
Very important.
Still had great, and because it was at the... Mizzou Arena.
Right.
So it wasn't a huge venue.
No, it's not.
It was still fairly close.
And that's the nice thing. If you can see a band at a small venue, even the furthest seat away isn't that far away.
I loved it.
It's like 80. I think the Starlight Theater in Kansas City is something like 8,700 seats or something like that.
Okay, so it's still more of an intimate.
And they have lawn seating. which we didn't get. No, we weren't going for lawn
seating.
No,
it's not worth it. No.
So, well, we have actual seats that are in the very last section of seats.
Hey.
But.
That's right. I think I did that for Alabama, actually. I was up way up at the amphitheater.
But we paid like $37
for a ticket. Yeah.
But once all the fees and everything else, it was like about $100
processing
when all was,
And it's like, okay, you're not processing anything. I'm literally hitting checkout and I have my confirmation on my phone.
Exactly.
You're not mailing me. No will call. So why is it $30?
It's a way for them to dig into you one last time. You know.
That's right.
And then once you get there, I'm sure the concessions will be like $30 for a soda or something.
You know? I'm really excited though. You know, we've ventured more and more into the concerts. And, you know, Ozarks Amphitheater, I saw yesterday rolled out that they're bringing Three Dog Night.
Yes.
Back.
Oh, my gosh.
So last night I'm singing Bad Moon Rising all night. I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun.
Wait, did you say Bad Moon Rising?
Yeah.
That wasn't Three Dog Night.
Was that the wrong band? Wait a second.
Bad Moon Rising was Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Sorry. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yes, the joy to the world.
Sorry. I don't know why I said Bad Moon Rising.
See, now people are going to think that CCR is.
You're going to have to cut that.
Nah, I'm not editing that. I want that.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Mary Kay from Ozarks Amphitheater is going to listen. She's going to call you now.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Well, you know, it's funny. The last few years. You know, my wife and I are like going to concerts.
I know.
Like we saw Billy Joel.
Oh,
we saw Paul McCartney.
One.
Now we're going to see the Doobies. And a couple of years ago, my kids were like, you and Dad are like.
Getting active.
Yeah,
what's going on?
What is up with you?
It's called empty nest
syndrome.
We have a life again.
We actually have a life.
Only I'm not waiting till my kids are out of the house. By golly, you only live once. So I've really enjoyed getting more into the concerts.
Right.
It's so nice to have such an awesome venue in our own backyard. And I will say, I mean, there's been some phenomenal concerts over
there. Well, and I can't say anything. I have some insider information
of
some stuff that I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
I'll be on the edge of my seat waiting to see. You know, honestly, I cannot wait to see what they're going to roll out. Because each year.
Best summer ever.
Yeah.
Best summer ever.
Oh, I can't wait.
As they're calling it. One of the things I forgot to tell you that we did over the holidays, finally went to Branson to see a show. I've been to Branson for business purposes, but we'd never been there for a show.
Where'd you go?
The Legends in Concert at the Dick Clark American Bandstand Theater. Oh, my gosh. Garth Brooks.
Okay.
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
Blues Brothers is my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
It was fantastic. And these are obviously... recreate, you
But
Elvis,
I've heard
and
Elvis
Stevie
is really
Wonder.
Good.
The Elvis is great.
Yeah, I've
but
heard
here's the
Elvis
thing:
amazing.
This is a franchise thing.
Uh-huh.
So they have this show in cities all over the country.
Right.
They're in Vegas. They're in Atlantic City. They're in Toronto. They're in So every one of them has somebody playing Elvis and Garth Brooks. And so I wonder how the others are. I don't know.
Yeah, how many Elvises they have? How many Garth Brooks?
When we walked into the theater. Here's Elvis and Stevie Wonder greeting us.
Oh,
which the jokes themselves right there. You know, like, how did Stevie know I was there? Anyway, but they do actually keep it accurate because when Stevie Wonder leaves the stage, there's a couple of lovely ladies helping him
that
off.
Escort him out. Okay. Yeah. I've heard that show is phenomenal.
It's really good.
They do truly have a great voice and the performers
I highly recommend
awesome.
It. And then we went to dinner.
I was saying, did you do the wax museum afterwards?
No.
You got to,
photo. It was so crowded that night. It was nuts. And then,
it's a busy time. The holidays are really busy down there.
Yeah.
So. Well, speaking of music, so obviously I'm a listener of The Wave. Mm-hmm. And I've been noticing lately, just in the last few weeks, that there's this song, Higher Love, you know, back from the 80s.
Right.
And I'm like, gosh, this is a new I've never heard this version. And I'm like, gosh, that sounds like Whitney Houston. There's no way.
It is.
So I had to Google it.
Kygo with Whitney Houston, the old Steve Winwood song.
Right. Yeah, so I had to Google it. And it said Whitney Houston. I'm like, so wait, when did this roll out? But it's a new edition. And apparently the estate of Whitney Houston, the family, is rolling out, releasing some
posthumously
previously recorded items that never really made it to an album.
Right.
So I'm really excited to see what else they roll out. I really love this version.
Yeah,
it was great.
It's very, very good. And through the miracle of modern technology now, it's like,
Yes.
You know we're going to reach the point where just because somebody dies.
Well, that's what I'm like. I think back and I'm like, music. Okay, are they going to roll out something new with Janis Joplin? You got Jimi Hendrix.
Sure.
I mean, there's so many out there that.
And the music is so clean now digitally.
Yes,
that
can.
Like, even
they
like
can
when you talk about, if you talk about Jimi Hendrix or Joplin or whatever, mm-hmm. the music then.
Oh, yeah,
it wouldn't sound as good as it does now.
Right, it's not as clear.
But the current artists, it was all done digitally, and it's
super impressive.
Yeah,
super
great
impressive.
Quality.
I'm just really intrigued to see what else can come about this. With mm-hmm. I mean, I was going crazy. I'm driving, and I'm like, "That is Whitney Houston. That is Whitney Houston."
It really is.
It is. I was like, "Okay, that's neat."
It's a great song. This is, if you haven't heard, this is just a little piece of it.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart, or hidden. The stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see. Falling behind, what could
great stuff.
Still, I mean, it doesn't take away from the original song.
No,
I mean, it really doesn't. It enhances it.
You know, whenever I back, as we call it in the business, back announce that song, I always feel kind of dumb saying, there's Kygo with Whitney Houston, which I always have to say, and the late Whitney Houston, but everybody knows she's gone.
They know she's gone.
But you know what I'm saying?
But it's still, it's odd saying Whitney Houston.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
Something new.
She's on the current charts, you know?
It's crazy.
Go figure, man.
But it's exciting at the same point. So, you know, out there, all those other family members that have estates of past musicians,
mm-hmm.
bring them out.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Well, there you go. That is the very first edition of 2020 of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Again, we'd love to hear from you. Somebody other than Pat. Somebody other than
Casey's
mom. Now, Pat, we love you. Come on.
We
now.
Do love you,
we
Pat.
Love you. But I want to hear from somebody. It's an easy way to do it. You can always leave us a voicemail at 856-318-9873. Hey, if it's something good, we'll put it on the air, okay?
Exactly. Or just give Kevin a lot of grief about the royalty discussion.
No, Roy, come on. I'm open to being wrong. I'm probably not, but as I always say, Casey, everybody is entitled to my opinion. Okay?
They don't have to like it, though.
Yeah, that's right. Or you can email kevinandcasey@kevinhilly.com. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
It's always fun.
Talk soon.
It's another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast.